Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Major Tom's Movie Podcast. This is Major Tom, and today is Friday, October 22nd, 2021. This is going to be a pretty quick update. What I'm going to be doing on this particular episode is basically going to tell you about my recent movie purchases that are on Blu-ray and 4K. But I'm also here to tell you that I'm going to be going to see the new Dune movie this weekend. Got my tickets ready, and I'm really looking forward to seeing it. So, yeah. As soon as I get back from the movie tomorrow, or sometime this weekend, I'll give my quick thoughts here on the podcast. But I'll also be putting up a detailed review on my blog, so be sure to read that in case you're very, very curious about the movie and see if it's any good. But as far as my Blu-ray purchases go, I'm going to be changing it up. So instead of doing five like I said last time, I'm going to be doing between 3 to 5. Then I'll issue an update. But this time around, I got 4. So let's get into it. The first one I got was Schindler's List on Blu-ray. Now, to my eternal shame, I had never seen this movie before because I wasn't entirely sure how I was going to feel about a movie that deals with the Holocaust, so I decided to give it a shot, and that's actually one of the best movies I've ever seen, but that doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to go out and rewatch it again, because, first of all, it's a 3-hour movie, and it's heart-wrenching, it's heartbreaking, it's pretty downbeat at times, but, you know, you have great performances by Liam Neeson and Ralph Fiennes. So, yeah, I definitely recommend it, even if you only watch it once. But it's definitely one of the most important movies to ever come out in the past 30-some-odd years. So, yeah, definitely check that one out. Next is John Carpenter's Halloween. Now, this is the original 1978 movie. And the reason I picked this up was because I went and saw Halloween Kills, which is the latest Halloween movie to be released. So I decided to go back and watch the original one. And I'm going to be honest, I was never really a fan of the Halloween movies. I don't know why. I guess maybe it's because it seemed a little formulaic, which is ironic considering that the original Halloween reestablished the formula for slasher movies that I like so much. So, yeah. But having watched it again, it's actually really, really good. And there's a great deal of restraint, which is weird coming from John Carpenter, because he would go on to direct movies like The Thing, you know, and Big Trouble in Little China. It's one of the best directors out there, as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, Halloween is an absolute classic. And I also got the sequel, the original sequel, Halloween 2, which came out back in 1981, and it takes place literally right after the events in the original movie. But it's mostly set in a hospital, and it's a pretty creepy place, and hospitals are generally pretty creepy as they are. You know, great place for a horror movie, but yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good. As far as sequels go, it has a sense of finality to it. Unfortunately, they ended up with different sequels and stuff. And with the release of the 2018 movie, this old 1981 movie has kind of been left in the dust. So, there's that. And lastly, I got a DC animated movie called Injustice. Now, this is one I've been looking forward to seeing because I'm a huge fan of the Injustice video games. You know, the first one is called Injustice: Gods Among Us. Basically, it's a version of Superman that becomes a tyrant when he inadvertently kills his wife because the Joker poisons him, and because of that, a nuke goes off and destroys Metropolis. And after he loses everything, he decides to take over the Earth and basically root out every criminal organization and everything like that, and basically becomes a full-blown tyrant. And it's an Elseworld movie, which means it's not set in any, it's set in an alternate DC universe, so it's not the same canon as, say, Batman Mask of the Phantasm or Superman the movie or anything like that. It's its own thing. And the animated movie isn't that bad, but the problem is, for an 80-minute movie, it packs in a whole lot. And honestly, there's just simply not enough runtime to truly adapt the Injustice storyline, because that's basically there's a lot that happens. After the video game was released, there was a comic book series that detailed the events leading up to the video game. So, which is a 5-year period, and you can't really pack all that into an hour and a half. You know, it just doesn't work. So they ended up cutting out several important plot points, several key characters, you know. So as it is, it's not bad, but for fans of the Injustice storyline, it's going to rub people the wrong way quite a bit. And there are some people out there that really don't like it, despite the fact that, you know, from a visual standpoint, it's spectacular, it's action-packed, and it's pretty damn dark. So, yeah. And, I totally almost forgot. I also picked up a movie called Life Force, which is, well, two words, space vampires. This was released back in 1985, and stars Steve Railsback, Peter Firth, Frank Finlay, Nicholas Boal, and this is the first movie of a French actress named Mathilde May. And, you want batshit crazy, Life Force is it. It's absolutely bonkers. And honestly, I don't think there's really any other way I could describe it. You gotta see it for yourself. It's, from a visual standpoint, you got pretty good visual effects because they're done by John Dykstra, who helped work on Star Wars and those kinds of movies. So there's a lot of talent involved here, and it's directed by the late Tobe Hooper, who most people would recognize as the director of the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And this is not a good movie, but it's so amazing. It really is. It's a lot of fun. Especially the last 20, 30 minutes of the movie. That's, talk about batshit crazy. You know, of course, I'm probably repeating myself with that. But, yeah. That's going to be it for now. And the next time I talk to you will be after I've seen Denis Villeneuve's interpretation of Frank Herbert's Dune. So, stay tuned for that, and I will talk to you next time. This is Major Tom, signing off.